Blog Talk Radio.
My children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You know what chapter one is in my book? The number one killer of Americans, drugs. If they don't kill the body, they kill the mind. Drugs is our biggest problem. And everybody's celebrating as they go to hell. Yes, nothing like a good old dope joke to make everybody chuckle. They got to go to the morgue with somebody's father who's got a 22-year-old son on a slab. Is that your son, Mr. So-and-so? He can't look. That is him, yes. Yep. You got to do that once. Then you'll have a whole new outlook on drugs. But that's not my topic for tonight. My topic for tonight is the Fox fix is in to get Trump. Now, I don't know if you notice it or not. But when the TV networks hit Trump, he gently reminds them that they're not doing the right thing. But he hangs in there with the network, knowing that they're giving him the business. You can't tell me that when Trump got up there on that stage for opening night, and Brett Baer asked him to take the oath to the Nazi party, that's what it sounded like. You know, the only other people I know that had taken an oath of allegiance to a party were the Nazis. So when I heard that question, I flashed back to Munich in 1938 when the Führer got a whole country to take an oath of allegiance, and they all died for him. And he said they deserved it in the end. They didn't deserve to live because they failed him. So be careful when a party asks you to take an oath of allegiance. But tonight we're going to talk about the Fox fix, because that's what happened. Trump was supposed to be kneecapped at the opening ceremony. He wasn't supposed to survive. And Bret Baier hit him with the question that upset all the Republicans in the audience. And then I even forget what Chris Matthews Wallace asked him, what they were two downhill racer songs, questions, you know, again to hurt him. But you got to go back 30 days and see all of the people that work for Fox. Everyone was giving the message, get Trump. And they would make little asides about him, little jokes about him, a little raise of the eyebrow when his name was mentioned, you know, a few guffaws, a few hear-hears. And that's what they did. The whole network did it. There's only Hannity can say he was clean. Greta may be able to say she's clean, but I think that she even did a little subtle sabotage. They all did subtle sabotage. So let me tell you what I saw. Laura Ingraham was on O'Reilly tonight, and he tried to get her to denounce Trump. Laura Ingraham was treated like a little schoolgirl on the O'Reilly show. The wannabe lawyer tried leading the witness and make Blessed Laura deny Trump three times. But she would not do it. And knowing that she can be sent to Patmos by fair and impartial a King Bill, she stood her ground, much to the chagrin of the founder of We Distort, We Deride. The hit on Trump was supposed to kneecap him at the starting great, not the gate, the starting great, because he wants us to be great. And forget about it if you're a Democrat. There's only slavery waiting for you, or a bullet in the back of the head. Yeah, once you've outlived your usefulness to the Communist Party, they discard you. You know that they had a KGB had a spy in the FBI for 20 years, and he was coming up for retirement, and they gave him up so he wouldn't have to pay his pension. How's that for job security? Yeah. Oh, no, there couldn't be no spies in the FBI. They're out there guarding those mosques. Speaking of guarding mosques, two patrolmen to every assignment. No cop should ride a car alone. There's a war on cops, and they got to double our guard. No cop should ride a car alone. No cop should do a stop by himself. Get your back up and then make your move. But no cop should ride alone. The last two cops that got shot were alone. One was shot in the back of the head as he was pumping gas. Once in the head and then 10 times in the back. Yeah.
And he was done in by a mental guy.
You know, they never talk about their drug habits. They never. Do you know that when you get pulled over by the cops for DWI, they can only check for alcohol? They can't check for drugs. Isn't that wonderful? It means we're catching half of the criminals, half of the lawbreakers, and the real serious ones are getting away with murder. So the hit on Trump was supposed to kneecap him at the starting great. How stupid could one network be? Here they are riding high in the ratings, and they had the highest watch network in August. Now, why is that, Mommy? Because the czar of New York, Latinos, El Trumpo, walked on stage bringing 24 million viewers to the party. And I got news for you, all you demo camos out there. You think you got a hold on Latinos? They're walking away at the next election. They're walking away from you because they smell ratones. Yeah, they're walking away from you. If they're family-oriented, If they're hardworking, if they're trying to take care of their kids, they're not staying in the party of slavery. They've seen what you did to the blacks. You keep them all down. You keep them all down so they can't get a leg up. What do? You break the three bottom rungs on the ladder? Well, Latinos come with their own ladders. Trump says they buy them at Home Depot before they come over the wall. But there's a lot of legal Latinos, and they know the score. They're called Texicanos and Americanos, and they know the score. And they are definitely, and they are, a lot of them are Catholic, and the Democrat Party is the party of no God. The Democrat Party kicked God off the party platform at the last convention. Three times they tried to vote God on the platform, and three times he was kicked off. But the third time, the Democrats do what all communists do, they lie. They said, oh, no, God's welcome. And the majority shouted, no, he's not. And they said, oh, yes, the majority wins. Go get the YouTube of the account. You'll see it for you with your own eyes. Now, where were we? Yeah, Trump walked on stage, and with him he brought 24 million viewers to the party. When Trump walked off the stage, the 24 million left with him and will show up to watch a CNN, who will suffer the same fate as Fox if they don't play their race cards right. Fox, you failed marketing 101. Kids with lemonade stands know better than to scare off customers. In the words of a detective who once tried to arrest me, was it worth it, Johnny? He apologized upon learning my name is Tom. I could not believe I was watching Fox. Everyone turned into pod people, including Britt Yoon, who the Western song, Home on the Range, was written about. Never was heard a discouraging word. And Britt put the knife, he put a tomb's cell knife into Trump. And so did Charles Krauthammer. Savage calls him Sour Krauthammer. I always respected Charles. Charles, you did the wrong thing, boy, buddy, friend, pal. You shouldn't have done it. You shouldn't have got in for the kill. You know, you should have left it all to the buzzards. And who else? Rupee Murdoch. He threw the entire cast to the wolves just to get Trump. Megan Rosie O'Donnell Stern Kelly will never recover in the ratings. Now when I see her, I turn her off right away. I won't even listen to what she's doing. No matter how hard she tries to recover her loss, she's not going to do it. People seen a different Megan Kelly. She blew her image, right? She blew it. You'd have to be crazy to do something like that. You're on the way up. You got it. Everything's coming up roses. And what do? You go to the bathroom on stage. You can't do that. You can't do that. And so what are her ratings now? She gets double Bs, like she told Howard Stern she has. Yeah, you should have saw that interview. That interview came out right after she hit Trump. What a coincidence. Into the garbage as she jumped. Put the lid on. And now she works undercover. It is really sad. How could you do that, man? How could you do that? It's like a guy that always wanted a date with a beautiful girl that he was crazy about. And she took an interest in him. And he was always late for the date. And she told him, the next time you're late, it's over. We're finished. And so he got up real early. But he fell asleep, and then he looked at the clock, and he had 5 minutes to get downtown. And his car broke down, and he got there, and she was gone. He got there late, and she was gone. And in frustration, there was an old woman bending over, and he kicked her. And he said, you're always tying your shoe. That's called transference. But anyway, okay, so She now gets double B's like she told Howard Stern she has. Into the garbage she jumped, and the lid on. Now she works undercover. I am like most average Americans. I try not to make the same mistake twice. But Fix News, they can't wait to self-destruct again. Boy, did they give, it's like they opened up a restaurant and they invited all their competitors to free smorgasbord. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable that they would self-destruct all by themselves. Yeah. And you think they would try not to make the same mistake twice, but they can't wait to do it again. Here's the Fox weather report tonight. We will reach 92 degrees and Donald Trump sucks. See, they're all trying to get him. But enough about self-inflicted wounds. Let us turn to Rheons Priebus. Sounds like a male appendage. The field marshal of the rhinos. The field marshal of the rhinos. Rheons Priebus. And today, he forced the Donald to take the oath of allegiance to the party. Verstehen? Just like in 1938. And Trump promised. He signed a document. This is like the Munich Pact. He signed the document. He says, no third party. But I heard him say under his breath, but I could create a second party because there's only one party in the field. So, we'll see what happens. Let's see. Let's play a Democrat love song. Did you see the movie Valkyrie? Was that the name of it? Valkyrie with Tom Cruise, where he played a German officer, Klaus von Stauffenberg, who was part of a group of Germans that tried to kill Hitler. Did you ever see that movie? You know, General Rommel was in on that too. And you know what they did to General Rommel? They came to his house, and they told him, "We can kill you here and your family, or you can come quietly for a walk in the woods, and we'll let you take poison. And if you don't take the poison, then we're going to kill you and your family." So he went into the woods and he took poison, and Hitler gave him a grand funeral because he was a loyal German officer, loyal to Germany, but not to Hitler. Well, the other victims, the other guys who tried to kill Hitler, were all arrested, and they were brought before a three-man panel of judges, I believe in Nuremberg. And one of the judges, he viciously attacked them. He had sentenced, they had, the sentence was death by hanging by piano wire. And these three little judges, these three little Hitlerites, were looking down on these poor guys who tried to save Germany, knowing Germany was going down. And the judges looked, you know, they were the same ones that were sentencing all the Jews to die. And so when I see that those judges, and then I see my Supreme Court, which is now 5-4 communist, I mean, I know we're in trouble. And when Supreme Court judges make rulings that they're not supposed to make, they're only supposed to interpret according to the Constitution, the law. But they're making their own laws now. And tonight, a woman who has shadow of religion in her life, okay? She has been through the mill, and she's adopted Christ, and she will not give wedding licenses to homosexuals, because it's against her religion. And so they've ordered her arrest. They didn't say, step aside and we'll let somebody else issue the license if it bothers you on religious grounds. No, they're going to make an example out of this poor woman, and she probably is dirt poor. And another judge has ordered her to go to prison. Now, this is coming. It's coming big time. The Communist Party runs the United States. There is no Democrat Party. The Democrats went out with Harry Truman. And if you're a generational Democrat, you are not honoring the wishes of your ancestors. They never would be in this Communist Party. Get out. Get out. So tonight, I heard the pundit saying, it's the law, it's the law. Well, Mark Levin says Dred Scott was the law too. Right? And abortion is the law. And I got a thought about abortion today. If they can murder 1.2 million children, what makes you think they can't murder you? Jimmy from Brooklyn believes we've gone past reasonable arguments, and that next, what's coming next is death camps. And Bill Ayers has told Obama that 20% of the country will never accept reconditioning, and they have to be liquidated. And I saw an ad for the NRA and 5 million members. You think there's only 5 million members in the NRA? I guarantee you there's 5 million who aren't members because they don't want their names on a list. There may be 20 million that are not members because they don't want their names on a list, because they know how communism works. All you got to do is look at what Stalin and Lenin and Leventi Beria did to the Ukrainians. They murdered 10 million Ukrainians. They seized their homes. They seized their little farms. And they starved them to death. They took everything they owned away. And they left them with nothing. And they cordoned off that area. And then they let everybody, they wouldn't let them out. And they starved them to death. Pretty much like the British did to the Irish. You know, they couldn't even crawl down to the water to catch a fish. Yeah. What's that saying? Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Well, this is from Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is standing up for this poor woman who the communists are going to make an example out of. And she has no recourse, and she's going into a cell like the early Christians. And she's going to pray that God helps her. U.S. Senator Cruz. You can't lose with Cruz, folks. He's got to come up in the polls. He should be at number 2 or number 3 in the polls. U.S. Senator Cruz, Republican from Texas, today released the following statement regarding the arrest of Kentucky clerk Kim Davis. And the media, the communist media, immediately went into full array. And they labeled her a tramp, which is a typical communist tactic. Any woman that was ever groped by Bill Clinton was immediately identified as a trash, as trash. Another Kardashian. So, the girl's name is Kim Davis. And she stood her ground. She's a patriot. She's a real patriot. She stood up for the First Amendment, and she's the only one. Everybody else is afraid. They're like all of the friends of Jesus who all scattered the night of his arrest. Today, judicial lawlessness crossed into judicial tyranny. Today, for the first time ever, the government arrested a Christian woman for living according to her faith. This is wrong. This is not America. This is not debatable, folks. It's almost time to go to the mattresses. And God help us when that day comes, and it will come. Because there's three letters that are part of the American lexicon, TNS, and it means take no Shiite. I stand with Kim Davis unequivocally. I stand with every American that the Obama administration is trying to force to choose between honoring his or her faith or complying with a lawless court opinion. We have a communist Supreme Court. I dreaded the day. I seen it going, and now it's 5-4. In dissent, Chief Justice Roberts rightly observed that the court's marriage opinion has nothing to do with the Constitution. Justice Scalia observed that the court's opinion was so contrary to law that state and local officials would choose to defy it. Who's the governor of Kentucky? How come he isn't letting that woman out of jail? Where's his angel wings? For every politician, Democrat and Republican, that's what the governor of Kentucky's got to do. He's got to go to that prison and demand that the door be open and take that girl and give her sanctuary in a church. That's what he's got to do. And then they can order the arrest of the governor. And then it'll get extra fancy. Yeah, then the fifth will hit the shan. For every politician, Democrat and Republican, who is tut-tutting that Davis must resign, they are defending a hypocritical standard. I was listening to a talk show one night with two liberals on it. And a young girl, she couldn't have been more than 17 or 18. And she worked in a drugstore, probably one of the big chains. And she was calling in. She says, you know, I got this problem. I'm at work and people are buying contraceptives, and that's against my religion. And I don't want to sell them, the contraceptives. But I'm being told if I don't, I'm going to be fired. And the two bastards, this girl's a young, impressionable girl. The two bastards showed her no mercy. Honey, honey, when you took the job, you agreed to follow the instructions of the company. You were obligated to give out those condoms and those morning after pills. And I got a hold of her by email, and I said, you know what you do? The next time they force you to sell contraceptives, when the person hands you the money, before you hand the person the goods, throw up on them and go sick. Yeah, that's what you're going to have to do, man. You're going to have to fight back. And you know what? You can't fight by the rules of the Marquis of Queensberry because the Marquis of Queensberry, because communists have no rules. And Jimmy from Brooklyn says when they win, they win, and when they lose, they win. Look what they did to the Boy Scouts. Right? They win if they win, and they lose, and when they lose, they win. Here's an example. They said it's okay to have gay scoutmasters. So what's going to happen? It becomes the law. If it doesn't become the law, then they'll win anyway. But when they do win, people are going to pull the kids out of the scouts. Nobody wants to go on a camping trip and the scoutmaster says, well, there's 12 of us and there's only 11 sleeping bags. Who wants to get a merit badge? Yeah, you don't think that's not going to happen? You never forget the near occasions of sin are the near occasions of sin. Anyway, so what will happen? People will pull their kids out of scouting. And eventually, scouting will be destroyed. So the communists won because that was their goal, to destroy the Boy Scouts. And they won. So be careful. And all these, you notice they picked this little clerk out from a little town and they set her up. And they go to little bakers in little towns and they set them up. And they go to little towns and tell them they got to take the Ten Commandments down and the creche out. And they set them up and they pick on the little people because the little people don't have the power or the money to fight back. And so it's an easy win-win. It's an easy win-win until people say enough is enough. So let me see here. For every politician, Democrat and Republican, who is tut-tutting that Davis must resign, they are defending a typical standard. Did you see them selling weed on MTV? Oh, you have no idea the drug problem we're in. Do you know that the communists have been trying to hook Americans on drugs since Mao Zedong wore knickers? Where is the call for the mayor of San Francisco to resign for creating a sanctuary city, resulting in the murder of American citizens by criminal illegal aliens? MS-13 has their headquarters in San Francisco, welcomed by his lawlessness. Where is the call for President Obama to resign for ignoring and defying our immigration laws, our welfare reform laws, and even his own Obamacare? When the mayor of San Francisco and President Obama resign, then we can talk about Kim Davis. Would you like to hear some of the comments? This is a Tea Party website, so you know what kind of comments are going to get there unless there's an infiltrator in here. Onward Christian Soldier Odessa says, I stand with Kim Davis, John says. Cheryl says, I'm sickened to the soul, virtue in distress, vice in triumph for now. I stand with Kim Davis, and she is my comrade. We're going back to the days of Nero. There's a picture of Obama fiddling while Washington burns. Thanks for the leadership, Bill says. You want to stop it? Then support the Great American Walkout. Stop buying cell phones, cable, and luxury items for a few months. Don't make one house payment for a month. And then you'll have victory. If millions do this, it will cripple the elites who use our money for things to fuel their undermining of Christian values. Very interesting, Michael Mabry. I would love to see the Great American Walkout. I would participate. Marissa, I emailed Ted Cruz about it and he never replied because I guess I was too radical. I support Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, but we need to do something radical. We don't have to be violent. We just have to be smart. If we take money out of the banks by the millions, you'll see a quick turn of events that is faster than any revolution. The one thing that all greedy slimocrats have in common is their love of money. You take the money and you get back the power. If Christian leaders would people would stop buying luxury items and take out their money from the bank, then you would see Christians stand on principle like Mrs. Kim Davis. They're going to lambast her like crazy. They're going to paint her. They're going to dig up. They're going to find her diaper stools. That's how far back they're going to go. They're going to wage war on this girl. They're going to drive her to suicide. But there's one thing you should know about gay people. They have a higher suicide rate than the rest of the population. If you don't believe me, check it out. And bridges seems to be their favorite way out of the world. We should not, you know, that when California said that no gay marriage and the law was not passed, and they had to put up suicide nets on the San Francisco Bridge as a precaution. No one wants to make sacrifices like Kim Davis. The other court clerks caved in. They didn't cave in. They're afraid of losing their jobs. I've seen the looks on their faces. They were between a rock and a hard place. Remember, they're in a little town in Kentucky. What else are they going to do for a living? They need tomorrow's paycheck. What if they all said no? Then they would have sent a message. Well, you don't know how this is going to work out. It's going to get real ugly. And you know what's really sad? The minority thinks that they're in control because they're getting their way. And when the fit hits the shan, there's going to be a lot of blood in the streets. And this guy, this president, thinks he's got it all under control and he's three steps ahead of everybody. But in life, there's three plans, yours, mine, and God's. We don't know. Michael, do not get discouraged. I would think Mr. Cruz is up to his eyeballs busy. America hears you. Cheryl Holt wants to know how to organize your idea. And yes, if other clerks had stood ground with Kim, they would have sent a message loud and clear. Too much fear. Kim Davis is courageous. I hope and pray I can do the same as this sister when I'm called upon to stand for Calvary. Jesus said, pray that you may be able to endure to the end. A lot of Christian people out there, and we need more God and country people. The devil is swallowing up. Did you see that MTV dope commercial? It was one big dope commercial. I know 7-year-old girls that sing about getting a big booty. How's that? There used to be a joke about don't try and keep up with the Joneses and drag them down to your level. And that's what's happening to us. We're being dragged down to low levels. We have to tell our religious leaders and presidential candidates. I got to tell you something. I contacted three churches in my neighborhood when they announced that they were cutting up babies and slicing their faces to get to their brains. And not one of those churches talked about abortion that week, that Sunday. Not one. All Catholic churches. Not one talked about abortion. And I'll tell you what the reason is. My personal belief. They don't want to lose the 501c. So the government has a gun to their head and a muzzle to their mouth. And we're all becoming Muslims. When somebody stands up and says, so-and-so died, he was murdered by Muslims, let us have a moment of silence. No. Let us have the Our Father. Let us have a hymn. Not a moment of silence. A moment of silence is a muzzle. That's how much we've been brainwashed. I email Trump, too. I tell him, all Trump has got to do. If Trump wants 15 points tomorrow in the polls, all he has to do is announce that as of tonight, he's raising money to build the first VA hospital with instant check-in and instant care. And he is calling for funds. He'll have $1 billion by Tuesday. And that'll be it, man. He'll have 15 points. But unfortunately, these guys is, you know, they're hard to get to. Unless they're really a man of the people and they're staying up all night to read their emails. I am heartsick for America's great dissent. God send judgment to the evil ones, not everyone. It is really sad. One helpless little woman, the entire Communist Party is going to make an example out of her. I stand with Kim Davis. All Christians should stand with her. They even remember what was it? Chick-fil-A. He had an opinion, and they boycotted him, and everybody turned out. The lines were around the building to support him. But later on, when everything quieted down, he backed off. Of course, he's probably listening to a lawyer that's an atheist. Kim Davis followed Kentucky law. The federal judge has no jurisdiction over her in regards to this matter, and the U.S. Marshals have no jurisdiction. The local sheriff or the state police should be arresting the judge for false imprisonment, upsurging his authority under color of law, collusion to have her commit a crime under state law. Where are these state law enforcement people? That's from Fred. This is the constitutional law of the land. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yeah, you know what? You want to hear about laws? They interviewed Chuck Schumer about abortion, about killing kids. Hey, how do you feel about it, Chuck? You're killing all those kids. He says abortion is settled law. Settled law. Sig Heil, Chuck. And I'm going to tell you something. If Obama needs Chuck's vote to nuke America, Chuck's going to give it to him. I thought about it at the last minute, and don't ask me to do it. My constituents will, they'll give me a second bris. Marriage is not mentioned in the Constitution, so Kentucky law governs marriage in Kentucky. Legislatures make all the laws. The courts give rulings on laws, but do not make any laws. The judge was in contempt of God and the Constitution, as were the police. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. These people, they love their Bible. I just follow one rule, do unto others before they do it to you. Thank God you wrote what you did. This is hope. This uber-liberal judge. You know what cracks me up? I hate that when they do that. The communists, they go, judge rules. All people have to eat poop by 3 o'clock. Judge rules. They never say, Judge Leventi Beria, who came here from the Soviet Union and got a passport from Obama. No, and he's been a member of the Communist Party. Oh, I learned something new today. You know Bernie Sanders? You know where Bernie Sanders spent his honeymoon when he got married? In Russia. During the Cold War. How's that? Isn't that great? And we got a mayor that goes to Nicaragua. Yeah. Unbelievable. I don't know who the bad guys down there are. I don't want to say Sandinistas because I'm not sure. But, you know, a lot of Latin America is communist. And why wouldn't it be? The rich are really robbing them like crazy. It's not like you come to America, you know, and you can get welfare as soon as you have an anchor baby. I'm thinking of selling dolls with little anchors on them. And it falls out of the diaper. The anchor falls out of the diaper. The judge needs judgment, but he also needs a prayer that he repent and accept his Savior who died for him. Gun up, Christians.
You know, there's a Christian song that was written in World War II. I think it was written on a cruiser named New Orleans. And they had one of their turret guns and the conveyor belt system that was bringing the artillery rounds up to the conveyor belt, up to the gun. And the conveyor system was destroyed. So they had to carry these heavy shells from the magazine hold all the way up the stairs to load the gun to keep fighting the Japanese as they were sinking the American fleet. And the song that they sang as they passed the ammunition was "Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition and We'll All Stay Free." Praise the Lord, we have no time to be a politician. Unbelievable. It was finished with the battle. Let me see what this says. Walk out without violence. The American Revolution was not started from a barrel of a gun. It was started by money. Research a history. Support the great American walkout. I'll tell you what I know about the great American Revolution. The Tea Party was created because there was a tax on tea, a tax on paint, and a tax on glass. There were three taxes, and that ticked the American people off to where they threw the British out. Look how many taxes we got now. And we got politicians are in office too long. And by the way, Supreme Court judges should have term limits. All judges should have term limits. And maybe they should have to run for election. So, bottom line, Donald Trump. It's a big, long story. Trump is walking on eggs. And he's walking a fine line. I'll read the end of this big blog. Eric Holder could wind up in prison. Valerie Jarrett could wind up in prison. And, you know, you heard the guy that created Hillary's website, Hillary's setup for her Home Depot computer. Yeah, unbelievable, man. And somebody's got all the emails and they want $500,000 for it. And to all the jerks are saying, Larry Flint, where are you, buddy? You're always buying dirt on other politicians, on Republicans. Where's your $500,000 to get all of Hillary's emails? Come on, Larry. Act like an American. Yeah. Trump's election would be a nightmare. Obama has committed many crimes, and no one else but Donald would dare to prosecute. Donald Trump will not hesitate once Donald gets in. That's what the Republicans are afraid of. He's going to prosecute the Democrats, and then he's going to take a look over the RINO list. Once Donald gets in and gets a look at the cooked books and Obama's records, the game is over, the gig is up, the goose is cooked. Eric Holder could wind up in prison. Valerie Jarrett could wind up in prison. Obama bungler John Corzine could wind up in prison for losing $1.5 billion of customer money. Remember that? Somebody lost money. Somebody called his broker that day and the phone was not disconnected. You know that. Somebody got stiffed. When the market drops 1,000 points, somebody lost 1,000 points. Hillary Clinton could wind up in jail for deleting 32,000 emails. Do you really believe that she only deleted personal emails? If you believe that, I'll give you a discount on two Brooklyn bridges. Or accepting bribes from foreign governments. That's the worst, man. That's the worst. They do that in India, you know? That's not supposed to be done here. We're supposed to be jam tight and jelly free. We're supposed to be crooks among ourselves, but we don't go out and sell out the country for foreign money. And you know what bothers me? Clinton's never took out the bin Laden. And they had two opportunities that I know of. One of them, bin Laden was a falconing in Afghanistan with an Emirates prince. And the CIA told Clinton, we got a clear shot. We can take him out right now. And Clinton said, no, he's with the Emirates Prince. And I wonder if that Emirates Prince's father got a phone call. Hi, this is Bill. I saved your son's life today. Here is the wire transfer account number. Well, you don't think that doesn't happen? If we ever knew what went on, we would all be in Washington and we'd all have guns. The entire upper-level management of the IRS could wind up in prison. Obamacare will be defunded and dismantled. The Obama crime family will be prosecuted for crimes against the American people. And Obama himself could wind up ruined, his legacy in tatters. Trump will investigate. Trump will prosecute. Trump will go after everyone involved just for fun. That will all happen on Trump's first day in the White House. Who knows what Donald will do on day two? And that's why the dogs of hell have been unleashed on Donald Trump. I'm for Carson. I like Carson. Carson is a first-class gentleman. He has served his country by saving lives on the operating table. But I don't believe he got 24 points. I don't believe he got 24 points. And you know what I worry about? I saw a guy on TV at a hearing, and he said he was telling, he was in computers, and he used to work for the government, and he said that we can rig elections to come out any way you want by computer. And he says usually what we do is 51-49. And that, you know, that would be a good way to do it. And we also have a program that we put inside the program that eats up or any trace that the machine has been tampered with. How's that grab you? You know what I say? If this looks like it's going to be a 51-49 election and you know that 75% of the country voted all one way, voted American, there should be a handwritten ballot that goes with the computerized ballot, and the count should match. And that's what we might have to do, because I heard a lot of stories, and I'm sure you did too, that the ballots were counted in Spain, and the company that owned the company that had the contract was owned by George Soros. So we got to make sure we're getting a good count. You know, there's no thumb on the scale. Socialism is a philosophy of failure, the creed of ignorance, and the gospel of envy. Its inherent virtue is the equal sharing of misery. Winston Churchill. And the only people worth getting even with are those who have helped you. Anonymous. That's a terrible thing to say, right? Or maybe it makes sense. I don't know. Bottom line, Donald Trump. We're going to jump to a tune. You want to hear Ghost Riders in the Sky with Frankie Lane? What would Democrats call it?
Cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot red he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky, their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting flame and fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. The riders loped on by a man, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-yo. The ghost riders in the sky.
Yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yo.
Would you like to hear my interview with the Queen of England?
Welcome to the Spirit of America, a radio show. And as I promised you, an exclusive, and tonight we have it, we are interviewing the Queen of England. Your Majesty, welcome to the Spirit of America Party, a radio show.
Very well. How are you?
Your Majesty, how do you like your tour of the USA?
It's always nice to be in the colonies. I love everybody.
Your Majesty, did you go to Washington to see the President?
No, I'm only going to see white people.
Your Majesty, the President is half white.
I said I'm only going to see white people. I love white people. We have enough trouble with the wogs back home. They're running amok. They're messing up Buckingham Palace. Wearing their burkas. Hiding their faces. Shouting God knows what.
Your Majesty, did you know that President Obama sent back the bust of Winston Churchill to England?
Oh, yes, we retaliated. We sent back a Walt Disney star baby.
Your Majesty, were you glad that President Bill Clinton sent Mr. Mitchell over to heal the rift between the Brits and the Irish and bring peace to the Irish people?
Let me tell you something about Bill Clinton. He's a clerk. He's an errand boy. He's sent by clerks to collect a grocery bill. I saw that in Apocalypse Now with Marlon Brando. I love Marlon Brando.
Well, how about the healing process that Mr. Mitchell brought to Ireland?
That jerk, he couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag. He should have left us all alone. We're worse off now than we were before. All they do is monkey face for the cameras.
You know that the President Obama is sending Mr. Mitchell to heal the rift between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
A fat chance that would be. That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. The guy mocked up the Irish peace talks, and now he's going to talk to crazies. He's going to bring them all back to sanity. Yes, of course. Yes, we'll all wait on that one, won't we?
Do you have an illegal alien problem like we do in the United States?
Oh, yes, we have the Pakis. The Pakis are a burden to the entire country. If I had my way, I'd shuffle them all off to Buffalo. But they're chanting in their mosques. They're a disgrace. Do you know they want to put me in a burqa? Could you see me in a burqa? Maybe Prince Charles, but not me.
Your Majesty, I understand that you knighted one of the Beatles. Which one was it?
It was the pimply face one, Paul McCartney. They wanted me to knight John Lennon, but I got to tell you a secret. I hate all those little bugs. I hate Beatles.
Well, how about Mickey Jagger? Would you knight him?
I'd rather see him with his tongue nailed to the gallows floor. The British invasion, they call themselves. They're nothing but a bunch of drug addicts. Yes, yes, snorting up the world. Was he the one with the purple sunglasses that married the Harry Carey girl? Was that him? John Lennon? Yes, that was him, I think. Yeah, he left to go to the United States because he didn't want to pay the vigorish to the Queen.
What do you think of Prince Charles marrying Camilla Parker Bowles?
Oh, that's her name, is it? I thought it was Bowles. She has a face like a bowel. Not since Henry VIII have I seen such a horse. Yes, she makes Anna Cleves look like Marilyn Monroe. Yes, do you know that they tried to pass a law that the parents could go to jail for spanking their children? Did you know that? Do you know when they wanted to pass it? They wanted to pass it on a Friday night, but they postponed it because over the weekend Camilla wanted to punish Charles. He had been naughty again. He had to wear those long stockings.
Well, Your Majesty, we thank you for your time. And are there any other states you're going to visit?
Oh, yes, I'm going to Arizona. I'm going to support the people of Arizona. They're the only ones that know what's going on in this country. I love white people, especially the Mexicans.
Your Majesty, did you ever meet Bill Clinton when he was hiding out in London, avoiding the draft?
Oh, yes, I met the bugger. He was bumming marijuana cigarettes on the street, wearing a beard, protesting the war. Boy, what a two-faced bastard he is. He'd sell his mother for a tin whistle. I understand he made $137 million in government. Oh, and he didn't even take up a second collection. And he got a golden saxophone from an Israeli agent who sells arms to the Iranians. He groped me one time on the reception line. Then he said, "I'm sorry, I thought you were Captain Willie." He wanted to know if I deliver pizza wearing a beret. But his wife is the real McCoy. She really is. You know, she's in the book of Revelation. Yes, she's going to be the next president. It's in the book of Revelation. And a beast will appear in the sky. And will have seven heads. And her tail will sweep the stars from the heavens.
Well, that's all the time we have today, Your Majesty. We do thank you for dropping in. Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, I love tea parties. I hope the Tea Party wins in November. Get rid of all those bums.
That's it, folks. www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com You heard it here first. Except no substitutes. Did I say substitutes? Yeah, O'Reilly had on two prosecutors, and I thought I said substitutes. Yeah, he had two prosecutors on. I said, yeah, well, you know, these two women are prosecutors. I said, you know what? It's not a bad profession, but you can't stay in it all your life. And you got to watch out for those STDs. If you can't figure out who to vote for in November, get my book, Spirit of America Party. There are names in there of people not to vote for. And you can't miss it. It's got an American Eagle on the cover, and it says, Take Me to the Beach. Spirit of America Party.
This is for Kim. Thought I had something for you. but I didn't. Here's Katrina Valente. Dedicate this to the cops. This tune is for all cops. Walk a beat, ride in a car, and it should only be in pairs. It's time to pair up the police. Okay. We'll do a little Sioux City Sioux. Oh no, I saw one. Sinuendo. We'll do a little Latin. Here's a Donald Trump song.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming his eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Maybe just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. On a beach, maybe tonight. Steal away, let's steal.
Steal away.
See if we can get this policeman's dedication.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell. Remember, all is not what it seems. For the spellers would put you for the coat on your back, for the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, be young bucko, and mind yourself well. Will you give this sweet note to me, brother? At the time Uncle Benji was a fleet man in Brooklyn, me father, the youngest, looked down to the farm. When a phone call from America said send the lad over, the young fella said sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground, while a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. Sure, maybe there's something you'll learn, I'll see, and you can bring it back home. Make it easier. So I landed at Kennedy on a big yellow taxi, carried me and me back through the streets and the way. Well, me poor heart was comfort around with excitement. I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short pathway to the flat land in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji was shot down in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, but not to forget the proud Irishman. So I went up to Nellie's beside Forum Road, and I started to learn about lifting a load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bitter sweet heart of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, cause the owl full of died, had to borrow the money from Phil on the side. And all the bright flowers the poor aunt couldn't hide, the poor wasted face of me father. I sold up the old barnyard for what it was worth. Into my bag stuck a handful of birds. Then I boarded a train and I caught me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. The kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the river as I keep law and order on the streets of New York. Na 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 na
close with a summertime song by Herbie Mann. It's 10 minutes, but I'll cut it short. We got about 2 minutes left. Feels like summer. Thank you.
Thank you.